Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. Interesting story out of ABC News Nightline recently. People claiming to be the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Christ. Wow, I watched this story before we came on the air. Some of these guys even look like Jesus. They kind of adopt the persona. Others don't, probably couldn't. I want your reaction to this story. Jesus tells us that in the New Testament Gospels, repeatedly, especially as he nears the cross, that the days will come when there'll be all sorts of false teachers. Now, there are false teachers, and then there are false teachers. There are false teachers who don't claim to be Christ, but they claim the name of Christ, that is, to speak in his name, to represent him. And they lead many astray, as Jesus warns us they will do. This has been run-of-the-mill for much of Christian history. And then, occasionally, you run across someone who thinks and says, or at least says, that he is the Christ. And there are many of these. Song Young Moon claims to be an incarnation of Christ. I mentioned before the break, a Miami, Florida evangelist has lots of followers and has become very rich by calling himself Jesus. He says he is the reincarnation of Jesus. And lo and behold, here ABC News Nightline find three men claiming to be the Son of God. I want your reaction to it. We'll stop it and occasionally and get your reaction to this story on this Wednesday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at @issuesetc, or you can leave your question or your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story. Three men claiming to be Christ.
The matter of faith. There have been men, many of them, who claim to be a new Messiah. And tonight we're going to meet three of them, including one in the faraway Philippines who has amassed a flock, he says, numbers in the millions. Poor people who give what little they have to the man they believe is the second coming of Jesus. Bill Weir journeyed there to meet him.
Throughout the Bible, prophets, angels, and Jesus himself all promised that the Son of God would return to create heaven on earth. And throughout the ages, billions of Christians have wondered, when? But what if the second coming is here, now? There are a number of would-be messiahs who claim exactly that, and few are more physically convincing than a former Russian traffic cop named Sergei Torup. In the woods of rural Siberia, he is known as Vissarion, the teacher. And around 5,000 disciples live around him, growing their own food and feasting on his every word.
And my whole body was trembling. The trembling is not coming again. Well, it's very emotional to me.
Meanwhile, in London, David Shaler says he is the true Lord of Lords. But unlike Vissarion, no one believes him.
That doesn't bother me because I was chosen by God.
The former British intelligence agent says his body was filled with the spirit of Jesus in 2007, a conviction which intensifies on a visit to Jerusalem.
We're in the Church of Holy Sepulchre, and this behind me is supposed to be the tomb of Christ. Well, I'm Christ, and I'm not in the tomb. I'm not dead yet.
But with no support, he lives in a squatter's camp outside London.
Okay, those two claim to be the Christ. One, that's doing pretty good. If you're in Siberia and you have 5,000 followers living around you, farming, doing all, Jesus did, probably he had 5,000 at a time. Of course, it isn't the number of followers that verify the claim. This guy, you can't see it on the radio, of course, but this guy even looks like Jesus, dresses like Jesus. He's got the persona down pat, the long hair, the beard, and the flowing robes with wide sleeves, walking with sandals. The other guy, he's a barefooted Jesus, pants, a nice, looks like a very, very used linen suit or something like that, sitting on his easy chair in the middle of a basically a squatter's camp. They both claim to be the Christ. What's your reaction? It's Wednesday afternoon, June the 16th. How should we react to these kinds of claims? Now, obviously, there's some tongue-in-cheek here because most Christians look at this and dismiss it out of hand. It's more a, I don't know why we do this. It more is an object of ridicule or humor. Now, Jesus is pretty stern in his warning that many will come in my name, some even claiming to be me, and they will lead many astray. He says this is serious business. So maybe we dismiss the guy who sits on his easy chair in a squatter's camp when he claims to be Christ. No one listens to him. Then there's a guy with 5,000 followers who is playing the part of Jesus quite nicely, even claiming to have done miracles. What about a guy who can claim 6 million followers? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE.
My agreement with Jesus, I don't ask for money off people. If you're the Messiah, you shouldn't be asking for money. You should have faith that God will look after you.
Prove to me that you are a son of God!
But that is not a sentiment shared by Pastor Apollo Quibbelor, the most successful of the world's self-labeled saviors.
The official coming of the Son of God was in April 13, 2005.
He was an obscure evangelist from the rural Philippines until 2005, when he announced that God had appointed him Christ on earth, his reward for a pure life.
Sinful thoughts, anger, lust, any of those things. You don't experience those on a daily basis?
As a human being?
Yes.
I have already overcome all of those.
There is no apocalypse in Kibeloy's message, no rapture or final judgment. Instead, he preaches that he is the model of Christianity, and as more people follow his example, God will gradually turn the earth back into the Garden of Eden.
Do you perform miracles?
For me, the greatest miracle is the changing of that spirit within.
But healing the sick, the manifestations of Jesus' powers, you're able to do that?
We have healing.
You are healing
and miracles happening.
After taking his place as the appointed son, Kibeloy's ministry has exploded. He claims to reach 6 million followers with his satellite TV network, numerous publications, private jet, and personal helicopter.
We'll get back to the personal helicopter in just a moment. Now look, it's easy to dismiss a guy living in a squatter's camp someplace claiming to be Jesus, no matter how, and the guy seemed very sincere. He seemed positively shocked that people were gathering around the tomb of the Holy Sepulchre, or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. He seemed positively surprised that people would not notice that he's standing right there and not in the tomb. So sincerity may not count for anything in this case, but a guy with 5,000 followers in Siberia, a guy with, he claims, 6 million followers, claiming to be the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's easy to scoff and it's easy to laugh. I understand that completely. We had a good chuckle while we were preparing the piece for air, but Jesus is dead serious. In fact, he doesn't seem to be consider it a laughing matter at all. He never says, laugh these things off. Don't worry about them. And regardless of how many followers they have, how do you think Christians ought to react to this? Claims from various individuals, in this case, three, to be the Christ. And you can't argue with 6 million followers when Jesus says they will lead many astray. In fact, we'll see here in just a moment, the claims that this false Christ makes down the Philippines is that you can follow me and work for me and go to heaven. Or, if you want to, you can reject me and go to hell. That's a big claim. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. It's Wednesday afternoon, June the 16th. This is Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc., getting your reaction to a story from ABC News Nightline about people claiming to be the Son of God. Before we go to the break, a little bit more from ABC News Nightline.
All the better to avoid the bumpy road and impoverished villages that lead to the walled compound he calls the Kingdom of Jesus Christ. Here is his five-bedroom home, surrounded by manicured gardens of imported grass.
So this is your Garden of Eden.
This is what we call the Garden of Eden restored.
It's easy to see why this claim resonates in a country where 30 million endure crushing poverty with open hearts. This family lives just down the hill, next to the dump where Pastor Kibeloy's garbage is burned.
If you could be anything in the world, what would you want to be? Go to heaven.
To them, heaven really could exist inside Kibeloy's gates, and it's why hundreds line up to carry his parasol. All the workers who toil in the grinding heat of the kingdom are volunteers, here to glorify the Father.
Do you get paid for this?
Juju tells me he gets $40 a week to feed his family. Minimum wage. And like the rest of the kingdom, he's expected to give 10% back to Kibeloy.
This may be the most beautiful spot in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it's paid for by people who live on $2 a day. So how do you justify your lifestyle? I mean, your watch could probably feed 100 families for a month.
If this is not God's will for me to have these things I have, you can take it away. It is God's will that we follow. If it is God's will for us to live like this, you know, you can have a broken heart looking at me, but what can you do?
But they get their understanding of the will of God from you.
Yeah.
And this nice young man wouldn't be holding this umbrella if he didn't believe the things you say.
When we come back, we'll get more of the story from ABC News Nightline about men claiming to be the Christ. That one, 6 million followers, he says. Jesus warned us about this. When we come back, more Audio Open Lines this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feidinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues, Etc. 618-223-8382.
If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kishnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand. Okay, so how should we react How should we respond to claims when someone says publicly, man on the street, man with 5,000 followers, man with 6 million claimed followers, I am the Christ? Jesus warns us sternly about this, and he says many will be led astray. That's about the worst thing that could possibly happen. He says that there will be those coming to claim to be him. Here, ABC News Nightline has found three. I'm sure if they looked around, they'd find even more. What do you make of it? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Leave your question or comment at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This comes from Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey. He says, I noticed that none of them bore the wounds of the cross and are not worthy of honor and praise. The report left me with a sense that the job was only half done. Surely the poverty of the followers was contrasted with the spectacle of riches of the con men. So on a superficial level, the claims are called into question. But the view of the historic Catholic faith was missing. I know you will speak the truth into this situation. This is an opportunity for pastors everywhere to speak the truth to their parishioners and not leave the teaching to the devil. This is also an opportunity for pastors to fill the naked public square, whether that's the internet, radio, or print. Thank you very much, Gary in New Jersey. Well, let's just say so that no one, I don't think that anyone would, but so that no one would get the mistaken notion that the claims here are plausible, the claims are completely implausible. First, we go to Christ's warning, as we have already here, that many will come in my name claiming to be me and will lead many astray. My question is, that means I think we should take it seriously. Not their claims, but we should take the effect of their claims very seriously. Because it is very easy to just turn it into a joke. I mean, it's not hard to do. To laugh about it. But Jesus doesn't seem to think it's very much of a laughing matter. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, simple answer, check his hands, check his feet, check his side. That's how they identified Christ after the resurrection. Dennis says, if you find no holes or wounds, then crucify him. Try crucify him and wait to see if he resurrects. Well, we wouldn't need to do that with the real Jesus at all. But thank you, Dennis. As we say, smartest listeners in radio. Neil in Asheville, North Carolina, quoting Matthew 24, verse 5, many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He says, don't forget the incredible charlatan antichrist Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda in Houston. That was the guy I was trying to think of before. He claims to be the living incarnation of Jesus Christ, the man, the second coming of the Christ. He teaches that the devil, hell, sin are all non-existent, prayer is a waste of time, and the Ten Commandments, moral and ethical guidelines are irrelevant. He also has a tattoo, 666, and claims to be the antichrist, so at least, says Neil in Asheville, North Carolina, he's consistent. That's true. We've done a number of shows on, I think we just eventually started calling him De Jesus in Houston. And he's got a lot of followers. I don't think he claims 6 million, but he's got thousands of followers. Just look it up. Thousands of followers. Many are led astray. And these people sincerely believe that he is the second coming of Christ, as this false Christ in the Philippines, at the 5,000 in Siberia. Maybe the guy in England can convince one person, it's still one more person, led astray. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, I'm surprised you don't have Jesus is a friend of mine for bumper music on this segment. It's just so hokey. We try and stay away from, as often as we can, stay away from contemporary Christian music and bumper music, and that is kind of the worst of the worst there. But it's not a bad suggestion. So, Jesus tells us to take it seriously, that this leads people astray, and we spend most of our time laughing at this, thinking that it's funny, it's odd. It's as funny as if someone were to say, I'm the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln. You don't take such people seriously. But of course, someone claiming to be Abraham Lincoln isn't leading many astray. He's just perhaps amusing many. Let's get the rest of the story from ABC News Nightline.
For us here, we see everything as a ministry. My talent is to preach. My talent is to be a leader. Not everyone can become a preacher or have been given a talent like me to go and lead the 6 million people.
Right. But Jesus, when he walked the earth, according to the Bible, lived among lepers and prostitutes.
I live among them.
You have a private jet.
I live among them. Before I had the private
You're
jet.
You're in a walled compound with mansions.
Before this, I lived among these people. Like, for example, that jet that you're talking about. Do you know that in 1983, I had a revelation of that jet? That the Lord is going to give me that.
Yeah.
It is Him who gave me that. If it is not His will, how can I afford that?
Well, Kibeloy has been accused of kidnapping and brainwashing by the parents of at least one of his followers. But he was never charged. He insists that anyone is free to leave his flock and seal their fate for eternity.
Will they go to hell?
It's up to them. They know that. So that's your will, you know. If you want to go to hell, no one will stop you. If you want to go to heaven and follow this way, no one will stop you too.
Come work with you.
Yeah.
There are three possibilities here. You are either the son of God, or you're delusional, or you're a very successful con man.
I respect your point of view. But I resent what you said, that your followers will say, I'm a con man with a speaking ability that I've tried to con people. That is not who I am. I'm not trying to con people. I am speaking the truth.
Skepticism is a cross all modern messiahs must bear. In Siberia, Vissarion has also been accused of mind control, but there's not enough evidence to try him. And David Shaler? Well, there are fewer legal headaches for prophets without followers, but still plenty of moments to bring a so-called son of God back to earth.
Do you think you're Jesus?
Sorry?
Are you Jesus?
I am Jesus, yes.
No, you're not.
I'm Bill Weir for Nightline in Davao, Philippines.
Can we have some quiet?
All right, there's the story from ABC News Nightline. Your reaction, we still got plenty of time to take your phone calls and your email, your Twitter and your Facebook fan page comments as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. The Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Kia in Birmingham, Alabama emails us. She says, I think anyone who claims to be the Christ should have their claims checked against the prophecies of the Old Testament. Anyone can claim to be good, to hear from God, and to be pious. People can also convince themselves that they've experienced miracles. The one thing that cannot be fudged is whether or not an individual can fully satisfy all of the prophecies foretold about the Messiah. Also, one should listen to hear whether or not they preach the good news of God reconciling man to himself and how God intends to accomplish this feat through this person claiming to be the Messiah. Well, let's take Jesus, the real Messiah. What does he do? He satisfies all of the promises and the claims of the Old Testament, to a T. Now, you don't see him going around tooting his horn on this all the time, but it's quite obvious reading the account of his public ministry, this is what he's doing. All the way to the cross. He does not shirk the promise of the cross. You know, we can contrast false Christ's con men making money off of the poor masses with Jesus. That's fine. But the real objective standard here for a Christ, just as Key has pointed out, is nothing other than the Word of God. Jesus doesn't claim to add to the Word of God or to ignore the Word of God or to usurp or replace the Word of God. He claims to be the Word of God, and he shows it. He claims to be who he is, and he proves it by his death and his resurrection. Now, there's a Messiah you can follow. Why does Jesus so sternly warn us when in our modern 24-hour news cycle, everything is entertainment age, we just laugh these guys off? And we shouldn't. Jesus so sternly warns us for this reason. False Christs, false teaching, leads many astray. It has a more powerful lure to our natural fallen nature and our flesh than the truth does. And we are apt to follow it rather than the truth in each and every case. It does not save. Even when we think, oh, it's easy to spot these guys who claim to be the Christ and dismiss them. And they should be dismissed on the basis of God's word, not just because we find them amusing or incredible or implausible. As dangerous? False teachers who do not claim to be Christ. They just claim to be pastors, humble teachers, experts, teach you how to live your life just like Jesus did. And the false teaching there leads as many astray as do these guys. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us, and then we'll start our series on miracles with Dr. Peter Scare.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.